Test. Every student of the university will take a variety of tests and exams, and the grade a student gets will become part of his permanent record in the university. Useful expressions.
I did poorly in my test.
What topic did you choose for your composition?
I really blew it.
I hope it's an objective test.
True, false, or multiple choice and matching are easier for me.
I wonder what type of test Professor John is going to give us.
John's sharp. He is good at taking notes from the lecture.
You're on the right track.
Having good lecture notes is half of the battle.
What's the good of exams?
If you don't take the exam, you'll wind up with an incomplete for which you get no credit.
You're going to have to work really hard.
He usually flunks a good number of students.
Dialogue 1.
The professor has forgotten that today is Monday.
You mean the teacher won't give us a quiz today? But I don't think so. She'll never forget it, because she thinks exams are the most powerful baton in her hand. Definitely, she won't spare the rod.
Now let's have our quiz.
You see? Here we go.
Oh no!
Put your books and notebooks aside, please.
Dialogue 2. How time flies. Final exams are drawing near before we realize it.
Every cloud has a silver lining. After final exams, we have a long vacation.
You are an optimist. You look as if you never worried about exams.
I don't worry about exams because there are too many exams. We have dictations, quizzes, unit exams, period exams, graduation exams, and so on and so forth. We've experienced thousands of tests and exams.
You are right. We are experienced examinees. But haven't you worried even once?
Of course I have. The matriculation, for example. Don't misunderstand me. I don't worry about exams, but I take exams seriously.
How can you justify yourself?
Well, you see, exams spur us to review what we have learned. Exams help us to find our weak points. So you see, exams are actually not a bad thing.
Don't kid me. How can you get over 90% in almost all of your exams?
Well, I've done a lot of reading myself. I've learned more than what is required.
So you are an expert learner.
So you are an expert examinee.
Dialogue 3. What's the matter?
I did very poorly on my test this morning. I really blew it.
How come?
I guess I'd hate to say that it was your fault.
I beg your pardon?
You know, last weekend, I went out with John. We had so much fun that I entirely forgot about the test this morning. So I should have crammed last night and burned the midnight oil.
Why didn't you drink a cup of coffee and stay up late?
Well, I don't dare leave the light on. I know you can't usually sleep with the light on.
Well, you could have gone to the lounge or into the hall to study. Some people like to blame others for their own shortcomings. It's your own fault that you flunked your test. I don't think we see eye to eye on this issue, even though we are good friends.
Agreed. Since I have so many quizzes coming up, we may wind up not even good enemies. You know Mr. Zhang's reputation. He gives all these little quizzes instead of a midterm. Besides the final exam, he requires a term paper.
Watch out. He sometimes gives a take-home exam or an open book exam. Those are murder. Dialogue 4.
When I take essay examinations, I can never think quickly or clearly enough to allocate my time properly. So I wind up trying to finish the last question or two in 5 minutes.
But the objective type can be very tricky, and the answer sheets confusing. Do you ever guess?
Yes, sometimes. Everyone does.
I'm expecting to get 2 A's and 3 B's this semester.
If you are determined to get grades like that, you are going to have to work really hard, cut out some dates, and watch out for Professor Brown. He usually flunks a good number of students.